Thank you. Representative Hepler.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. This actually isn't a question for Mr. Livesay, but about the amendment. Is this the time to ask that?
A question about the amendment? Sure. Is this time for the committee to ask anything of anyone?
Okay. So thank you. So am I, and I know I seconded this, but I just want to make sure what I seconded. So are we now the only projects that can be subject to this special fee are land-based ones?
Unless there's a different definition of discharge, it would seem the amendment does that. Lynn shaking her head. I'm trying to pull up the amendment again. And go ahead, Lynn, if you want to answer that, if you're the best person to answer that right now.
So Representative Hepler, I did not hear exactly what you said. This applies to applications involving discharge into waters of the state. That's how it's drafted in the bill amendment.
So if it's already in the water, it's not discharging to the water. All right, Representative Hepler, follow up.
Yeah, I guess that's my question. So anything, so this only apply, this would not apply to kelp farms in the water or oyster farms that are in Robin Hood Cove, for instance, or anything in the Damariscotta River. Is that?
Mr. Chair, I would suggest perhaps the department can best answer that question.
That's good. Director?
Thank you, Senator Mearmont. Yeah, just to clarify, I just don't want there to be any confusion about land-based aquaculture licenses. So land-based aquaculture requires a license from us. This proposal is for aquaculture leases. The department's original proposal was that potentially any aquaculture lease application could be subject to special fees. Representative McCrate's amendment would limit that to lease applications with a discharge. So that would not include shellfish or seaweed applications. Neither of those types of leases have a discharge associated with them.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Livesay, or can we let him go? Unless you're wanting to hang around, Mr. Livesay.
Well, thank you for having me this morning and good luck.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. Representative Hutchins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The overboard, the discharge, I should say, not overboard, but the discharge from aquaculture sites, sometimes correct me if I'm wrong, but just circulating water from outside a net pen and then pumping the water that the fish are living in after it's filtered through so that the waste is taken care of, excuse me, that's considered a discharge, I believe, and that's an enormous discharge because it's a, you know, 24 hour a day circulation. So is that discharge something that would raise this extra fee?
Director?
Thank you, Representative Hutchins. So finfish lease applications are discharge lease applications.
Ah, great. Look how we clear things up here. So we're not just talking about onshore, and in fact, we're not talking about onshore at all because they're not subject to this. So we're back to just the hydrology of the water moving through these pens is called discharge because it eliminates waste? No. What am I not clear on here?
Sorry, Senator Mearmont, I'm trying to explain that finfish leases by their nature, because of the food provided and the waste from the fish, are inherently discharge lease applications. And that is unlike a shellfish or a seaweed lease. There's no food provided by the leaseholder into the lease.
Good. So okay.
Those are the attributes that make a finfish lease a discharge lease application.
Great. So we're talking about something that we know and what applies, but also what isn't included. So this is good. Thank you. Representative Hutchins' hand was just still up, and Representative Crafts.
Great, thank you, Mr. Chair. Director Gilbert, so shellfish and seaweed are not included in this, finfish are. Can you just define, are there any other categories that fall within the discharge?
Not to my knowledge. Again, the attribute that makes the finfish lease applications discharge leases is the provision of the food into the lease site. I'll kind of pause to let any of our aquaculture staff that may be listening, if there's something that I'm not thinking of, I will come back to you. But in our experience, the only type of application that we have dealt with to date that is a discharge, I believe, are finfish lease applications.
Thank you. And we do have Sebastian Bell in the listening, and if the committee doesn't object to him